we've got to get our higher education funded. Because the longer we go, the message we're sending is, A, to our high school graduates, college isn't important. We're going to be sending, instead of an outflow of 16,000 students or 18,000 students, we're going to be sending more and more to other states. I don't think that's what we want to do. We want to keep our kids here. Let's face it, higher education is a huge economic engine. Even if you don't have a university, I've always said, you know, the two things that we need to be working on is our education and our business climate. They go hand in hand.
Are you talking about perhaps getting higher education funding done for this year separate from the rest of the budget, the way that public schools were done?
Absolutely. It has to be. I honestly believe that the budget impasse could go all the way into November past the elections.
That would mean that you could be up for re-election. Well, the entire General Assembly could be up for re-election at a time with no state budget in place.
That's correct.
What do you think will be the impact if that's the case? How do things play out politically for you or for other lawmakers, either party?
I believe the longer we go without getting higher education funded, I think it's the biggest elephant in our room right now, because it's a $2 billion budget. And that's half of the remaining amount that has not been appropriated or allocated. I think why this is happening, and this is my opinion, I believe that Madigan, who's controlled Illinois for so many years, the only reason he exists is to continue his supermajority. And with that supermajority, he controls Illinois politics.
You're talking about House Speaker Madigan as the problem in Illinois politics, it sounds like.
The nail stops to me in his backyard. I mean, look at every economic indicator, and he's been in control. What part of that do people not understand? What part of our workers' comp that's four or five times higher than our neighboring states? What part of businesses leaving our state? What part of the fact that Indiana and our neighboring states have grown in jobs where we've lost jobs and we're twice the size of the state of Indiana?
And do you think then also that, as Governor Rauner says, implementation of some of his turnaround agenda is really the only way to go as far as getting a budget done?
You know, he has taken his turnaround agenda and it has shrank down to the major theme parts. Governor Rauner is asking for workers' compensation reform, which is causation factor, which is, affects me. We worked on Illinois unemployment insurance to try to save some. It doesn't go far enough. These are nonpartisan issues, because the number one thing every Democratic legislator tells me out of Chicago, you know, how do you create those jobs? So they're interested in jobs. But right now, they set and take the scraps from Madigan's table, and I'm trying to convince them, say, listen, you'll have a win-win scenario if you break from that kind of mentality, start working with us on nonpartisan economic jobs, you know, tort reform. Let's just set it up for a four-year reform. If we don't have anything moving in a four-year reform, go back to the Madigan way.
Do you think that any minds among Democrats are turning that way? Do you think that the only real obstacle is the House Speaker and that some Democrats would be amenable to that approach?
I think they're ready to sit down.
Democrats, you mean?
Democrats. I brought out Right to Work. I didn't bring it out this second time around. It's a dead issue. Term limits, it's a dead issue. Remapping, it's a dead issue for them. The turnaround agenda has to focus on jobs, just nonpartisan issues. The procurement reform, there should be no reason they don't pass that.
So in the meantime, you're projecting that possibly no budget at the time of the November election. You're hoping that you could get something in separately for higher education. But can the state hold on while this dispute continues?
I think the other programs are going to most definitely be hurt, you know, after we get through higher. We have to get through higher education. It's huge for the state of Illinois. And I'm calling everyone I can to say, listen, we have to fund higher education. You fund it today without giving the governor the opportunity to sweep funds in where there's money, it's a worthless bill. We need the procurement form, which will just start. It won't really be an effective savings form until next year. We have to have taxes. We're going to have an increased tax. And I hate that. But here's the deal. If that's what we need to save our universities, then we need to compromise with that. And they need to give us those economic reforms. I'll give them the taxes.
So, you know, I've heard people hint about this, but yours is perhaps most direct I've heard from a Republican saying that you would be willing to support going back to the 2011 income tax rate, provided that you had some of the governor's reforms that he's looking for.
Yeah, just the economic reforms. You know, I'm not talking about mapping, redistricting. I'm not even talking about right-to-work zones. Let's work on the things we can change, which is the economic reforms. Let's get real workers' compensation. Let's forget all the non-starters and get down to what we really can do.
Mm-hmm. You've been in office just a year now. You're a freshman lawmaker. Is it the sort of job you expected it to be?
It's exhausting and exasperating. And I honestly say I'm glad I did it because I've learned so much in 12 months. You cannot have a thin skin coming into politics. I have that outspoken personality, and I have targeted myself multiple times. And if I just sit back to get along, to go along, I would be having less problems than I am now. But you see, that's what the political party has been doing, our Republicans, for the last 14 years. They've been going along to get along, you know, not to stir up any trouble, just to make sure they take care of themselves and get reelected. And if we had been putting Republican conservative in offices all along, we wouldn't be all the way down to the point where we're 50th ranked in everything, bad category. So that's why I'm involved in it.